One day, not too far away, the whole country sank. It suddenly slumped down about 1,000 feet, in the middle, just where most of the coal had been dug out over the centuries. To be honest, it was more of a depression than a crater. About 100 miles in diameter, just about equidistant from its northern and southernmost tips, and likewise east and west. It gave a lot of people the feeling that they were standing on a slope. It didn't happen all of a sudden, like an earthquake. It took place over several years. Scientists and geologists were the first to notice, and they tried to think of ways to stop the sinking. One idea was to fill the hole up with excess gases from all the pollution and inflate the ground under the depression until it rose up like a balloon. Kill two birds with one stone, they said. But it didn't work out very well. The gas leaked here and there and everywhere, and even after they thought they'd stopped the leaking, the darn stuff still came out way up north. So that part of the country got even more polluted than it was before, and the people there got really annoyed because they naturally thought, it's those damn southerners again doing it on purpose. So then they got some engineers in, along with business people who work on really big projects, like Olympic stadiums and that kind of thing. They came up with what they thought was a really good idea. Just fill the hole back in again. First, they would dig tunnels down underneath the hole, where it was still hollow, and fill all the old mine workings with concrete. That would be a lot of concrete. In fact, it would be more concrete than had ever been used ever in the whole world up to that point, which meant making lots and lots of concrete from scratch. And that was only half the problem. See, the depression in the middle of the country was so big that a lot of the rivers had actually started to flow in the opposite direction. Now they flowed into the middle of the country instead of out toward the coast and sea. So where once were rolling hills and pastures, housing estates and cities and towns, this big puddle had formed. Well, a lake, really. Actually, more like an inland sea. So there was another problem right there, to do with the drainage and so on. And even if they could stop it sinking, it was never going to be the same. In fact, they had a lot of people working on what it might look like after they raised the sunken depression back up again. And there were a lot of crazy ideas. But most agreed that the place would never be quite the same as it used to be, and so maybe it would be all for the best not to worry about that too much. So they got some architects and planners in to look at what shape it might be, and it looked like if they could get the slump inflated back up with all that gas after they'd plugged the leaks with concrete, it looked like there would be a big hill in the middle of an inland sea. It would be like the biggest castle moat you could ever make. Some of the planners got really excited. They said that the last place to look like this was the ancient city of the Aztecs about 400 years ago. It was built in the middle of a giant lake, right in the center of where Mexico City is today. So they really got into that and started making designs for giant skyscrapers and apartment blocks based on that old Aztec style, because they were smart enough to know that in the property business, you had to have a concept to sell, not just to the people who would buy the houses, but to the developers you wanted to come in and build them. All of a sudden, there was loads of interest in the prospect for this future piece of real estate. It was still underwater, of course, but it had captured some people's imagination, like it was a chance to build this new dream world, and so they came from all over to get involved. Actually, it was rich people, mostly, who came from all over to get involved. Very rich people, who were keen to buy a place there even before it was built, because they knew, from the way it was going, that there would be all the things they wanted. Golf courses, indoor ski slopes, giant amusement parks, exclusive schools, and above all else, a sense of security. What could be more secure than an island in the middle of the sea, they thought to themselves, not really considering that the big lake was already in the middle of an island in the middle of the sea. But anyway, it was all going to be really cool, a kind of Aztec modern lifestyle thing, and when someone mentioned they'd heard that Aztecs used to do weird things like human sacrifice, they said, well, I hope we don't have to go that far. And they had a good laugh about that. Anyway, the money was there, and even though it wasn't the smartest idea in the world, pumping gas into the underground to make the land underwater rise up so that you could build on it, people saw the money in it and how exclusive it could be. You'd need so much money to be part of this thing that only the really super-duper rich would be able to live there. And well, since everyone knew it was better to live offshore for tax purposes, technically at least, the planners agreed to make the new land a special enterprise zone to attract the developers. And that meant, on paper, that the moat and everything within it would be legally in international waters. So, wow, what a great investment. Now there was no stopping them. Meanwhile, all around the outside of the inland lake was still a bit of a mess. There were all these displaced people who used to live in the towns, cities, and villages that had been slowly flooded out over the years. And now they lived in shacks and boxes and anything they could find on the shoreline. They kept having to retreat back each year as the waters rose with every winter rain. From overhead, their shanty towns looked a lot like the tide lines of seaweed and junk you see lying on a beach. This inland sea was ringed by a kind of giant garbage dump that people had to live in while they waited and hoped that the waters would go back down. Nobody really wanted to tell them about the new developments. But the planners and politicians said, "Don't worry, don't worry. This is the future we're talking about, after all. Of course it will all work out." Besides, they'd already started pouring the concrete.